others to share a little bit today. But I want to read you the scripture first. Mark 13. Then as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." If any of you have ever been to a big city, when I was in college, we took a little ride from up in Pennsylvania up to New York City. We were driving, and Don Morey had a Vega. Anybody ever even heard of a Vega?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Best car in
the Vega. You're surprised you made the trip, aren't you?
He had one.
And I'll never forget, as we drove into New York City, I actually rolled the window down and put my head out the window and was looking up because I'd never seen such buildings. And a guy pulled up next to me, and he rolled his and just looked and just started laughing because he kind of figured I knew what I was doing like that. And this is what one of the disciples said, "Teacher, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here." But then this is how Jesus replied. Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down." Heavenly Father, that is such a blessing under the reading of your word, so today we can open our hearts and minds and receive the truth of you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus talking about a historical event that was going to happen, but folks, he could just as well have been talking about the events of our everyday lives, because so many times in our everyday lives, we hear news that just shakes us. That just shakes at our very foundation and all the... Think about it. In those times, that Jewish temple, that was the center of those folks' life. And all the beauty and majesty they placed in all that wonderful building and the blocks and all like that, he says, everyone is going to fall. Everyone is going to fall. When I got the news on Thursday about dear Dave, and it just like, oh, I was just shocked. I just, wow. The first thing that Barbara said when I got on the phone, she said, "You better get ready to that song, I'll Fly Away. I'll Fly Away." Because dear Dave has gone. He has gone to be with the Lord. So, in my experiences, the question is, what do you do and how do you handle situations and times that can be so shocking and so challenging? I think first and foremost, you have to fall back on your firm faith in God. Barbara, you've called up just, and I know you've had good times, bad times, and, you know, as well to be expected. I think you've held it up so beautifully. And there's something here that I wanted to read, and this is from the obituary that Barbara wrote. And today you'll notice that I read the words of that second verse of that song we sang, because it talks about the birds and it talks about the flowers, talks about the gardens. Well, here Susan died. Dave was a certified master gardener whose great love is always flowers and trees, and spent many hours each day tending to the splendor of his yard and water gardens, fountains, and beautiful landscapes. Many people said that it was the most beautiful gardens that they had ever seen. He took great pride in his grass and was meticulous in every detail outside and inside his home. Dave mentioned to me some years ago, he said, "You know, Charlie, why don't you invite the people to come over after church one day?" And I said, "Oh, that's a nice idea." But I'd never been to their house. I didn't quite know. And he kind of, in the back of your mind, I said, "Well, maybe they'll have a little townhouse, and we'll get a bucket of chicken or something like this." You never know. And I will be here to tell you that for those of you that can remember back then when we walked in, and I know when I walked in that house, I was so impressed by those guards, by the hand work that he had placed into it and opened the house. And here's Dave. He's over on the grill. He got the grill. And he is making burgers and hot dogs for everyone. We got out there on the deck. We just had the most marvelous time. And Dave and Barbara have always been willing to open their home, which Dave would tell me, he said, this is a gift from God, to open it up and share it with folks. Now, I know when I'm struggling and I hear news like that I'm going to talk to people. I'm going to share a little bit. So what I'm going to do is, we're all family here, so I'm going to give you a chance, if anybody would like to share anything. You're going to raise your hand and just stand up and say a few words. And the first two guys that I'm going to volunteer
my dance instructors.
Oh my goodness, my dance instructors. Come on down here, dance instructors. Come on down here, dance instructors. Dance instructors. Oh my goodness. Oh. We'll get that off here later. Tell us about that. We'll get together. Turn around.
Well, it was Dave's suggestion a couple months ago that we meet at Forenza's Pizza down here in the Manchester Lake Shopping Center. We did it at Monday at 12:30. And the founding members were Gilbert, Buddy, me, since Dave was the chairman and obviously the chief conspirator of the whole thing. And at the first one, it was us four and Jim Smith joined. Then I ended up asking everybody if they could let me bring one of my neighbors who needed to get out and just needed to have some time to talk to people. So he came, and then one of my other neighbors came. And we would get there at 12:30. By 2 o'clock, we had accomplished the impossible.
Absolutely.
We had eaten our pizza. We had solved every world problem known to mankind. And we had proceeded to gently insult each other at least 4 or 5 times during the whole conversation. And we just would have a blast. We were going to continue to do that. Because Dave was the founding member of this whole thing. He was the impetus, the engine, and we're going to continue to do that. Because, first of all, we enjoyed the heck out of it. And secondly, we think it would be a nice thing to do for our friend. I didn't know Dave as much as everybody else here did. But he was just as good a friend to me as Buddy, who I've known for
a long time.
I first met Buddy in 1974 when I was 6 years old. We all, like Gilbert said, we were brothers, and we are brothers, and we'll always be brothers. Death does not stop that.
Amen.
We will always be brothers.
And Dave, the one rule was, what goes on in Fraser stays in Fraser. We talked about everything. I remember when Dave would come in, he'd always be probably the last one who showed up,
yep.
And he'd come in, and it looked like he'd roll around in the garden. And I said, Dave, what are you doing? He said, well, I got all tied up in the garden. I forgot what time it was. And so he showed up. But Dave was quiet, but he would make a point, and he would have facts behind his point. And one of the other friends that come, he was verbose, is like the best way I could say it. He'd talk. And I could see Dave sitting there, and he'd wait. And finally, I said, Dave, what do you got to say? He said, well, if I get a word in edgewise, he'd probably come up and say his piece of it. But Earl's right. We enjoyed the time together. We'll continue to enjoy the time together as brothers. And God bless everybody here in this church and his wife and everybody else. So, thank you, Charles. Appreciate it.
Amen. Dave was talking about that group. And we had a little event for Matt and Alex. Afterwards, at the top of the steps, walking out of the basement, Dave was up there, and he called me, and I called him, and I said, Dave,
He said, don't go back downstairs. Don't go back downstairs. Hattie's down there. She'll put you to work. Don't go back downstairs. Don't go back downstairs. So we proceeded to just stand there right in the corner of the church. We stood between the corner of the church and the cemetery. And they just talked. And we just talked about so many things and so many good things that we had in our lives. And Dave and I had a special bond because Dave, being from Millboro Springs and a place down where that I've hunted so many of my years and have so many wonderful things that we talk about Bath County, and he and Barbara, they ride through Craigsville. They'd almost blink their eyes and miss. What was that?
It's fast as possible.
It's fast as possible. They ride through Craigsville. Wonderful things that just most
there's a prison.
Just never knew anyone that ever had a bad word to say about Dave. Now, who else has something you might want to share this morning? I open up the floor here if anybody wants. Come on, Rick, you had something to say. Oh, no.
I have.
Miss Key?
Every time I would pass Dave, there was not a time that I went by and he wouldn't say, I'm really lucky. And then it's like, it made me feel so good. So it was just, he always had a nice thing to say to everyone.
Anybody else want to share this morning?
Probably won't be able to hear me, but first time I met Dave, shortly after I started here at the church, we started talking. I don't even remember how the subject came up, but we found an instant bond in two topics, and that was Marshall University, where we both went, and Civil War history. If it was football season, every Sunday when we would be here, it would be talking about Marshall football. And that's why I wore my Marshall tie and day and my Marshall green shirt. If it wasn't football season, and we'd be talking Civil War history. And Marshall lost Friday night, but Dave would have still said, go Herd this morning. And he said, we'll get him next time. So,
we're going to miss those conversations for sure.
Anybody else?
Who did you see?
Brother Craig back
there. I remember one Sunday, he spoke up and he said, that's fake news.
David is a genuine fellow who I think realized in his life about how many things that, in so many ways, that God has been good to him. I know that when I walk up on a Sunday morning, and I'm always here early, and we're practicing, we're doing, and then I think it was about a month ago or so, we're down at the campgrounds. So I didn't get here until about 10 minutes till 11. I walked in the back. I came to that back door, and here stands Rick, Buddy, Earl, Dave. I forget who else. Might have been Gilbert out there and going.
Bob
Hines was out there and all. And when I walked up to the church, in my heart of hearts, I thought, oh my goodness. This is the way that I want to come to church on Sunday morning. With guys who are out there, and they are shaking people's hands. And they're saying, it is so good to see you. Welcome today. You notice how nobody would, we wouldn't let them in the church for a while. But we kept them right out there. And I think they were the greatest welcomers that I have ever seen in my life. And Barbara, we're proud. We're proud of the legacy that Dave had. Dave was a trustee. He was one of our best trustees.
He worked hard.
He said, Charlotte, what do I have to do? I said, nothing. He said, I can do that. And served, and it means a joy. For me personally, I have to fall back on my faith when I get news like I did on that Thursday. And I know that it's somewhat I'm being selfish because I miss the individual, and I miss the smile, and I miss the laughter, and I miss the comments that we would always have, and I miss just the solid way, the positive life. I think you're also, when things are challenged and you go through these struggles, you've got to stand up against your foes. And so, wait a minute, that's a totally different thing. Yep. I believe that you have to stand up in your heart of hearts. And you have to deal with those things that can just take your life and your joy and your spirit away. I thank the ladies here, and we've had some losses in the last few months here. And boy, I'm here to tell you that these ladies have just, I believe without a shadow of a doubt, they have stood up against the foe of weakness. They stood up against the foe of being able to just simply, to the best of their abilities, to understand God's timing cannot be questioned. I know that so many times after the Sunday morning service, the ladies will go out and visit the cemetery. What a joy it is to have women of strength. Miss Ruby's not here today. We're all praying for her. But I'll tell you, folks, that class, those ladies, I believe in my heart of hearts, is the backbone and the strength of this church. Because when they walk out of that class, they're ready to worship God. They've studied God's Word. They've opened up. They've shared. What they've talked about, I will never know personally. We've never been allowed. We'll never be allowed. But all I know, and I know when those ladies walk out of that room, they're ready to start a service and worship God. Finally, I think you ought to see the hand of God in it. So many times that is so difficult to understand why something so tragic, so devastating, but still, God could use it for His glory. The celebration we had when Brother Joe Vogel went to be with the Lord, to see Jessup here on the second pew and just standing up and clapping along with his father, and to sing with us, to bounce around, and just people were touched and hearts and lives were touched. Some years ago, there was a great fellow made movies. His name was Cecil B. DeMille. Anybody ever heard of that name? We got two head shakes. Oh, never heard that name. Well, now you're. You two guys will have to stay up to play. Just let me know. He used to make these big movies, and they were fabulous. He'd do these big biblical epics. And the one that I liked was Ben-Hur. Ben-Hur. Oh. And then a lady wrote an article one time, and I read it. Just kind of moved me. She said that when Charlton Heston, that he and Cecil Bill Miller decided that to make it look as realistic as possible, that Charlton Heston would actually have to learn how to drive that chariot.
Yeah.
And so what it did is for a number of weeks they had him out practicing driving chariots like that. And he said, you know, with horses four abreast and driving the chariot, that was a pretty difficult thing to do, but he pretty much conquered. So he went back to Cecil B. DeMille and he said, sir, he said, I think I can make it through the race, but I don't know if I can win. So Cecil B. DeMille looked at him and kind of winked. He said, you just stay in the race. I'll make sure you win. Sure. And I think an awful lot of it in our life is you got to stay in the race. You have to deal with things that are challenging. You have to deal with situations and news that is so unexpected. Wow. But you got to stay in the race. If you stay in the race, God is going to take care of that winning. He sent His Son to die upon a cross for my sins and yours. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to serve communion. I'm going to ask that the deacons come down.